as Paul Revere's three associates make their way to Christ Church. Revere returns to his home in North Square, which is just several blocks away. He quickly gives his wife Rachel the news, and she helps him as he gathers up his riding boots and long surtout. Rachel kisses her husband and expresses concern for his safety. A moment later, as 15-year-old Paul Revere Jr. peeks from his bedroom window, his father races off into the darkness. Revere heads toward the waterfront, where a boat had been hidden for him beneath the wharf. On the way, he seeks out two friends, Joshua Bentley and Thomas Richardson, both experienced boatmen. They will row Revere across the Charles River. Meanwhile, back at Christ Church, Sexton Robert Newman and Captain John Pulling Jr., now inside, gather two square metal lanterns from the entry hall closet where Newman had hidden them. The sexton places flint, steel, and a tinderbox to light the lanterns in his pocket. Outside the church, Thomas Barnard stands guard. Newman and Pulling, each carrying a lantern, begin the long climb up into the church steeple. At the second landing, a ray of light shining through the round window in front of the church illuminates their path, if only for a moment. The climb continues up more stairs to a series of ladders that Robert Newman and Captain John Pulling Jr. must navigate in pitch darkness. They climb past the bells and reach the high glass windows in the steeple of the church. Here, Robert Newman prepares the lanterns for lighting. The time is just past 10:30 p.m. With flint and steel in hand, Robert Newman creates a spark and then fans a small flame in his tinderbox. First, he lights the candle in one lantern, and then the candle in the second. Finally, with a look of determination, Captain John Pulling Jr. pushes up the wooden window frame, and the men hold two lanterns aloft in the northwest window of Christ Church, facing Charlestown. The flames flicker and then burn brightly. The signal has been sent.